This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. You might know Jane Lynch from her work on Glee as the overwhelming gym teacher Sue Sylvester. Or maybe you know her from one of Christopher Guest's mockumentary films like Best in Show or A Mighty Wind.
Now she's playing the role of honorary chair for this year's AIDS Walk Wisconsin. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about working in the theater during the AIDS crisis and why this issue remains near to her heart.
First of all, Jane Lynch, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be speaking with you.
And congrats on the Emmy.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a big surprise. Was not expecting it. Very, very happy.
That's so, that must be, like, just amazing, right?
It is. And, you know, it's for a web series that I did that, you know, you do basically because you love it, not because you're making money at it. And it was a team effort. And it's called Dropping the Soap, by the way. And you can download it on Amazon and for free if you're on Amazon Prime, which everybody is. And also it's on iTunes and Google Play. But it's hilarious. It's about a soap opera that's circling the drain, trying to stay relevant. And I play an executive producer who comes in to shake it up. And it's just really funny. It's all my friends. You'll see a lot of famous people in there, and you'll see some not-so-famous people who are hilarious and really written well and whatever. So, yeah, so for that reason, a thrill to actually go up there and accept an Emmy for it.
Super fun, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're originally from Dalton, Illinois, near the south side of Chicago. Have you been to Milwaukee before?
I have been to Milwaukee, but not a lot. I think I went, the first time I went was touring with Second City. And I forget where we played. This was back in the 80s. But I remember I thought it was a great town, really cool town. Because when you live in Chicago, you think, what do I need to go to Milwaukee for? Milwaukee should come to me. And then I went to Milwaukee, and it's such a clean, beautiful, crisp place with the lake and gorgeous to look at. It's really wonderful.
Well, as you mentioned, you worked with the Second City, and you graduated from Illinois State University, ISU, around the same time as the founders of Steppenwolf, all of whom went on to do amazing things. And it seems like so many people from that time at ISU just...
Fertile time. It was a fertile time for sure. There were some teachers there who, although psychologically complex, to say the least, were wonderful teachers and committed and were very well-versed in the method, and they had been trained in, a lot of them were actually from the cornfields in Illinois, but I had gone to New York and had learned, you know, the method back in the 50s, and they came back roaring with, techniques and, having us just dive into things, and of course there was talent to meet that. So it was one of those moments in time, a perfect storm of talent and teachers and direction and a beautiful university and, a lot of great people. A lot of great theater came out of there, and now a lot of people in film and television as well.
As someone who is from around Chicago, I went to school in Decatur, Illinois for a brief period. Actually, Milliken.
Oh, I know Milliken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Milliken. It's a beautiful school, nice, small.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, you have to be smart to get into that school.
I tried.
And you obviously did well.
But what did you think of living in Central Illinois coming from Chicago?
Well, I was from the south side, so I was from a suburb. But it was idyllic, actually. I loved it because, Illinois State, there's not a more beautiful campus. It's a typical Midwestern university town, Normal, Illinois, is, and it's beautiful trees, a gorgeous, what do they call it? Not common, quad. They call it the quad. I was just back there too, and it's still gorgeous. You know, beautiful old buildings. So it was the kind of place that, if you're looking for that typical collegiate experience where, you know, in the fall it's on fire with color, then Illinois State is for you. So I loved it. I loved being in that, and I also still love small towns. Even though I live in Los Angeles, I live in Laurel Canyon, and it's like a small town. We all know each other. We have our little grocery store at the corner, and I love the whole kind of ensconced feeling.
That's great. So you went on to work back in Chicago, Steppenwolf, Second City, now huge institutions.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like working at both of these places, really, at the time that they were kind of, you know, still starting out?
Second City actually had been around since like the 60s, so we were 20 years into it by then. It was amazing. You know, Second City was not a place that was on my list of what I wanted to do. I really thought I wanted to be just a theater actor. And, you know, I did every audition that came my way, and I found myself at a Second City audition, and I got cast in the touring company. And turns out it kind of turned everything around for me because I loved doing sketch comedy. It suited my skill set. I loved throwing on a wig for one scene and throwing on a pair of weird glasses for the next scene and then doing little songs. And I loved being on the road. So it really worked out well for me. And knowing all the people who had come from it, you know, their pictures were all over the theater, you know, Bill Murray and going back to Alan Arkin and Nichols and May when they were the Compass Players back in the 60s. So, but John Belushi and I was going to say Gilda Radner, but she was Toronto. Betty Thomas, just all these really great, funny actor people. It was really wonderful to see their faces up on the wall, and I felt part of something very special.
How did your work there influence the rest of your career? Because so much of it has been in comedy.
Yeah, well, it did. That kind of put me on the comedy trajectory, if I were to look back and like connect dots and make a story of my life. Indeed, that kind of turned the corner for me where not only was I doing, actually, I never was on a stage at Second City. I toured, but I started getting calls for, you know, commercial auditions that where I would be funny. And then I got into a couple of movies in town, Vice Versa and The Fugitive. Oh, I wasn't funny at all in The Fugitive, but it showed, you know, if you can do comedy, you can really do anything. If you're really good at comedy, you can be very good at drama too, I believe. And I started doing comic commercials, and you know, and then I got to started doing the Real Live Brady Bunch at the Annoyance Theater, which was just in its infancy in Chicago. Now it's a big phenomenon there, and we did actual episodes of the Brady Bunch on stage. And Jill Soloway, the creator of Transparent, was the brainchild behind it. And we toured all over the country, and we ended up in Los Angeles, and we all started working. Andy Richter played Mike Brady, and he, of course, is Conan's sidekick and a wonderful, funny guy in his own right. Jill Soloway, who else has done? Well, names you probably wouldn't know, but they all have done very well. And that just kind of kicked me into the comedy.
So we've been talking about performing in Chicago, specifically in the kind of 80s. So, of course, you are the honorary chair of AIDS Walk Wisconsin.
Yes.
And you were working in theater at really the height of the AIDS crisis.
The AIDS crisis, indeed, when it was a brand new thing that was freaking everybody out, and we didn't know what was happening, and, you know, tons of people died. People I knew, people, you know, everybody knew. Everybody was touched by this, and it was so scary because we didn't understand what it was.
How did it impact you personally? I mean,
well, the first thing, I know it's a tough question.
Yeah, it's
to ask,
a tough
it's
question.
A tough one to answer. So let me just dive in and say I was at Cornell University, and I was in the graduate program, the acting graduate program, the MFA program, and I was doing a play called Early Dark. And it was directed by an up and coming New York director, and his name was Stuart White. And he cast me in this role where I was playing this like very vulnerable Southern girl, something I had never played before. I was always the wacky person. And he really believed in me, and we had a really, like, he was kind of like a dad to me, although he was only in his early 30s. I think he was 33, and he had a cold the entire time we were rehearsing the play, and he was like, I can't shake this cold, and, you know, I'm tired, and, oh, God, this is the worst time for this to happen. I'm directing a play, and maybe it's allergies. And about 6 months later, I heard he was dying, and it was from that disease that nobody knew anything about that was killing all these gay men. And he did pass away, and that was just such a shock. And then people just started dying, and you know, friends and friends of friends, and you know, you're going to memorial after memorial, and there was so much suffering, not just, you know, physically, but emotionally. There was so much suffering, and you know, there was also the backlash of the hate, and yeah, it was a really tough time. And you know, it's still a disease today. It's not like it went away. It's just not at the forefront. And indeed, we have terrific therapies that are keeping most people alive. But it still needs funding. We still need to help our brothers and sisters who are afflicted with this. And also prevention is so important. We have a whole new generation of, you know, you think you're going to live forever when you're 20, and so you're off there doing crazy stuff, and like we all do. But we have to continue educating people that this can kill you. And that's why I'm continuing to, you know, be a part of the resistance, if you will, to borrow a phrase. And I've been on the board at the LA Gay and Lesbian Center here in Los Angeles, and you know, I've done the AIDS walk, the AIDS ride. I've done all the AIDS things where I've challenged myself physically, and I haven't done anything in a while. So when they invited me at the Milwaukee Center to be their honorary chair, I was like, yeah, right on. Let's do this.
Well, Jane Lynch, thank you so much for taking out the time to speak with me. And
sure.
We look forward to having you in Milwaukee.
I can't wait.
Jane Lynch is an Emmy Award-winning actor and this year's honorary chair of the AIDS Walk Wisconsin. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. The 28th annual walk and run will be this Saturday, and you can find more information at WUWM.com.